The Saga of the Volsungs. Norse mythology, much like many other mythologies, is filled with gods and heroes, magical artifacts and ferocious monsters, death and tragedy. Likely no story within the mythology better showcases these concepts than the Saga of the Volsungs. The story is certainly an old one, and was clearly an important tale for the Norse people. While this video intends to provide a succinct summary of the events of the story, it of course won't be a complete substitute for reading the saga yourself. The story begins with a man named Sigi, said to be a son of Odin, who is known to be powerful and come from a great family. One day, Sigi went hunting and took his neighbor's slave with him. They hunted all day and into the evening, and when they gathered their kills, Sigi discovered that the slave had outperformed him. Sigi strongly disapproved of this and killed the slave. He returned to his neighbor, claiming that the slave ran off, but the man doubted the story and sent a search party to look for him. They discovered his body, clearly murdered, and Sigi was exiled from the land. He traveled with Odin and eventually reached a land with many warships, where Odin provided him an army. Sigi became a successful ruler in this land, claiming a kingdom for himself, and fathered a son named Rerir. Sigi eventually grew old, and was finally betrayed by his wife's brothers, who murdered him. Rerir claimed his father's kingdom for himself, and also went on to avenge his father by killing his uncles, and taking their lands as well. He went on to take a wife, but many years went by without her bearing him a child, and so they prayed to the gods for assistance. Frigg, Odin's wife, heard the prayers, and so Rerir's wife became pregnant. The pregnancy lasted an unusually long time, during which Rerir went off to war and died of illness. 6 years after becoming pregnant, Rerir's wife finally gave birth to a large boy, who is said to have kissed his mother before she died. The boy was given the name Volsung. He became king of his father's lands. He proved to be a great warrior, bold in every kind of deed, and went on to marry a Valkyrie. Together they had 10 sons and 1 daughter, the eldest son being named Sigmund, and the daughter named Signy. All of Volsung's children were great, with many stories being told of all their deeds. In time, a foreign king, Sigir, came to Volsung to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. Although Signy did not wish to marry the king, Volsung was in favor of the agreement, and so promised the king his daughter. At their wedding feast, a man came into the hall that no one recognized, elderly and with one eye, wearing a wide-brimmed hat. The man walked to the large tree that grew in the center of the great hall, and stabbed a sword into the trunk of it, saying that whoever draws this sword from the tree will receive it as a gift from me. After the man left, men flocked to pull the sword, but in the end only Sigmund was capable of doing so. King Sigir offered 3 times the sword's weight in gold for it, but Sigmund refused, angering the king. Sigir left the wedding the next day with Signy, against custom, and told King Volsung to come visit him with his sons in 3 months' time. 3 months later, Volsung and his 10 sons visited Sigir, but it was indeed a trap, which left Volsung dead and his sons taken prisoner. Rather than killing them immediately, Signy convinced Sigir to keep them in stocks instead, meaning their suffering would be drawn out. But Signy hoped to rescue them. They were imprisoned in the nearby woods, and each night a huge she-wolf would come by and devour one of them. 9 nights later, only Sigmund remained alive, and Signy learned of her brother's fate. She sent a servant with honey to Sigmund, telling him to smear it on his face and in his mouth. That night, when the wolf approached, she began to lick the honey from his face, and her tongue went into his mouth. Sigmund bit down on her tongue, not letting go until the tongue was ripped out, killing the wolf. Sigmund escaped, and with the help of his sister, built a home in the forest, where he remained for the next 10 years. Signy went on to have two children with King Sigir, and when her oldest was 10 years old, she sent him to Sigmund, hoping that together they could avenge her father and brothers. To test the boy, Sigmund told him to take a bag of flour and make some bread, but the boy refused, saying that there was something alive in the bag. When Signy heard this, she told Sigmund that the boy lacked courage, and he should kill him, and so Sigmund did so. A year later, she sent her other son to Sigmund, but the same events occurred, and Sigmund killed him as well. Signy then consorted with a powerful yet beautiful witch, asking her to swap bodies for a time. They did so, with the witch in Signy's body spending the night with King Sigir, and Signy in the witch's body going to Sigmund. Sigmund gave the beautiful woman shelter, and the two spent 3 nights together, before Signy returned and swapped bodies again with the witch. Some time passed, and Signy gave birth to another child, named Svinjotli, the son of two Volsungs. When he was not quite 10 years old, Signy sent him to Sigmund, just as she had sent the first two. But Svinjotli passed the test. To harden the boy for the coming acts of revenge, the two wandered the forest, acting as bandits, killing men for money. By the time they went to kill King Sigir, Signy had had two more children with him, but they were killed by Svinjotli. Though they fought valiantly, they were eventually captured before they could kill King Sigir. They were placed in a burial mound with a massive stone, but Signy slipped them Sigmund's magical sword, which he used to cut through the stone and escape. They burned the king's hall, killing him and his men, as well as Signy, who chose to die with the king now that her father's and brother's deaths have been avenged. Sigmund returns to his home country with Svinjotli and reclaims his father's kingdom. Sigmund married, and when his wife was pregnant, he was caught in a grand battle where Odin himself made an appearance. When Sigmund swung his sword at Odin, it shattered, and he ended up becoming mortally wounded in the battle. When his wife came for him, he said that Odin no longer wishes for him to draw his sword, but she should take the fragments and have it reforged, because his son will do many great things with it. Not long after, she gave birth to Sigurd, who is said to have had no match anywhere in both achievements and size. When Sigurd was older, he went into the forest and met an old one-eyed man, who gave him a horse descended from Sleipnir, and this horse was said to be the best of all horses. Sigurd is told by his foster father, Regin, that he should go out and claim some treasure, specifically by hunting down the dragon Fofnir. Fofnir had a massive treasure hoard, and is said to be an evil dragon. Sigmund's sword was reforged, and when Sigurd swung it at an anvil to test it, it cut the anvil in two. Before going after Fofnir, however, he seeks to avenge his father, and so Sigurd took an army and went to war, emerging victorious. Sigurd then goes into the territory of Fofnir and digs a ditch to wait in until Fofnir passes over it. When Fofnir slithered over it, Sigurd stabbed him in the heart. As Fofnir lay dying, he asked Sigurd about his family, and told him that both his treasure as well as Regin will be the death of him. Part of Fofnir's treasure includes a cursed ring that would be passed on, bringing death to its owner. Regin then appears, congratulating Sigurd for the victory, and then proceeds to drink some of Fofnir's blood. He asks Sigurd to remove Fofnir's heart and roast it, so that he may consume it. Sigurd did so, and while the heart was cooking, he tasted some of the juices running out of it, and suddenly he could understand the language of birds. Some nearby birds said that Sigurd should eat the heart himself, becoming the wisest of men, and kill Regin before he can betray him. Sigurd proceeded to do so, beheading Regin, and ate part of Fofnir's heart. He then took Fofnir's treasure and rode to find a woman named Brynhild, mentioned by the birds. He rode until he found a fortress in the mountains, and inside was a sleeping woman, dressed in chainmail so tight that it seemed to have grown into her skin. He used his sword to cut the chainmail off, waking up the woman, who seemed to know who he was. She told him that Odin had put her in this predicament for killing a king that Odin had promised victory to. Brynhild shared much of her wisdom with Sigurd, and the two agreed to marry one another. Sigurd became known as the greatest of men, master of all combat skills, but also excelled in courtly matters as well. His name became the most famous in the northern lands, and news of his deed of killing Fofnir spread far. Sigurd continued traveling, eventually coming to the land of another king, who had heard of him and offered him anything he wanted while he was there. The king's wife, a witch, wanted Sigurd to marry her daughter so that they could have his treasure for themselves, and so she brewed a special ale that caused Sigurd to forget about Brynhild. Sigurd ended up staying in the kingdom for 2.5 years and married the king's daughter. One of the king's sons, however, went to court Brynhild and eventually married her. One day, the two wives were talking and comparing their husbands when Sigurd's wife revealed the deception that had been played on Brynhild. Brynhild was enraged and fell into a deep depression. Sigurd went to her to console her, but it only served to make her angrier. She told her husband to go and kill Sigurd and his young son. Her husband, not wanting to break the blood bond he had sworn with Sigurd, sent his younger brother to kill him, who murdered Sigurd in his sleep, although Sigurd managed to kill him in his death throes. When Sigurd died, his wife screamed in agony, and Brynhild laughed when she heard it. Sigurd's 3-year-old son is also killed, and Brynhild stabs a sword through herself before throwing herself onto Sigurd's funeral pyre. As mentioned, this was only a short summary of the entire saga of the Volsungs, and there was quite a bit left out. This should give you a good idea, however, of the overall nature of the saga and the recurring themes of murder, betrayal, revenge, and greed. The story has inspired plenty of other tales, from Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle to Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. While much of this may break away from the other videos in this series, discussing concepts such as Asgard and the gods, the Saga of the Volsungs is another important part of Norse mythology and culture.